And together we are going to a special place. The future is going to look good for all those of you that really trust in what I'm saying, particularly what I'm going to say today. It's going to be, for some people, it's going to be shocking. I get it. I get it. If I was, let's say if I was 16 years old, for example, and I was going to listen to someone who's speaking the words I'm about to speak, I would go, oh my God. Oh my God. I would be really, really concerned. 16, 18, 19, 21, am I going to be going to war? That's what I would be thinking after I would hear this message. But no, you don't need to think that way. This is a message of hope, a lot of hope. It's for all Canadians, for all Americans. It's for everyone on this planet, all religions. It's presented with love and hardcore, tough love. I mean tough love. So I'm going to give this message today. My name is Brian. You're listening to it. You already know that, Clarity Radio. And it is, the time is, so we can get the history right, 12:58 in the afternoon, and it's December the 19th. So that's where we are, and we're going to start now. We are going to be talking about the 51 first state. Hey, wouldn't it be nice, Canada, that we did join the U.S. and we became the 51 first state? Wouldn't it be fantastic? Not. Okay, so now we know where we stand. That's not going to happen. Okay, it's not going to happen. Why? So allow me to explain my role. My role in the Matrix, and we are in the Matrix, we do not have 100% free will, despite what your religious teacher wants to somehow convince you that you've got 100% free will. You do not. Far from it. And so I represent the spiritual council. There is a spiritual council of the light. This is a very, very, very powerful, in a different dimension that basically is managing everything that's going on this planet through me. I'm kind of the eyes and ears for the spiritual council, but they really don't need me, but they do need my vote on every important issue that happens on this planet. For example, you know, I have not voted for Canada to become the 51 first state, and I'm not going to. I won't. No one can convince me that it's the right way to go. I would only be fooling myself, or I would be overly intimidated, which even if I'm overly intimidated or threatened, I still would not make that vote. I don't care. Those with the pendulum, verify that. Is that statement true? Yeah, okay. So I'm like, if you want to put a title for me, you know, I've got the Christ soul in me. I'm the only one that has the Christ soul in me. But the spiritual council, if it was a corporation, I'm just having fun here, I would be the president. And so as such, it's a metaphor, but as such, I have the ability to overrule anything and everything based on my choice and getting the support from the spiritual council of the light. So in order for the United States to be successful in achieving the task, which they will not achieve, of making Canada the 51st state, I have to vote for it, and I'm not going to vote. So I think the new president-elect, you should just stop it. Just, you know, drop the agenda and focus on something else that really matters, but drop this agenda because it's done. It's not going to happen. So the United States, we talk about the president-elect and the vice president-elect, owes Canada a lot of bad karma. I mean, a lot of bad karma. Now, in order for you to understand all this, if you take a look at this current life incarnation, it doesn't make sense. The statement I just made does not make sense. But if you believe that we've had other incarnations and that we've had other experiences with the president-elect and the vice president-elect, and then something went astray, and the situation was not good, and that experience, maybe other experiences, other incarnations, there was accumulation of bad debt that was created by the president-elect and the vice president-elect, and we speak of the United States. So, yes, they created a lot of debt. And so here's the deal. Canada is going to collect on all the bad karma that they have. And it's not bad karma we're going to get from them. We're going to view that that situation as good karma because they owe us the good karma. But they're going to go through the bad karma. It's going to be tough for them. It's not going to be easy. Oh, my God. I would not want to be in their shoes. When they were born, it was written for them to go through this experience. And it's going to be a horrible experience for them. But they're also going to put through many, many millions, unfortunately, through a horrible experience. Momentarily. But free will in this matrix is our life script. We're talking about our life script. We're given an entity in our body, and I call this a life script entity. And these life script entities don't necessarily stay with us throughout our whole incarnation. Some of these life script entities will come into us, then leave us, come into us, and leave us. And each time something new comes into us, we have a new life script. And all this in and out, these entities that's there to make us go through good karma, bad karma, or take on the bad karma of the really, really, really bad people, bad souls. All of this has been pre-written. And so based on what's been pre-written, I say this many times, if you want to make God laugh, let God know what your plans are. And I say to the president of elect United States, if you want to make God laugh, let God know what your plans are. This is a very true statement. It's a very, very true statement. It's a very, very important statement to understand that we really do not have a lot of free will. And the free will that we have is through God. The more that we let go of our anger and revenge, God gives us more free will. And the more that we're generous and we help others, God gives us more free will. So you have to keep this in mind. With everything that's going on, with the United States government coming in January with respect to them trying to intimidate us, and it's not them, because I love the United States government and the people. It's not the government. It's just two individuals that we need to focus on. And they're going to hold the whole country hostage when they take office. And that's no joke. And the people who are going to suffer the most, the worst, are Americans. And those with the pen verified. The statement I just made, is that a true statement? Once they take office, through time, is it the American people that will suffer the most? Yeah, that's true. And all of you who's gifted, you know, if you know a politician, or I say to Canadian politicians, if you have someone who's gifted, let them listen to this broadcast for you and let them verify whether or not what I'm saying in the broadcast is 100% true. It's very important that you be on side to save this country and to save the world. It's not so much the country, it's to save the world. If Canada and Quebec, if they break up, we are in big trouble. The world is in big trouble. I said this years ago doing radio. Years ago, if Quebec moves away from Canada, the rest of Canada, of course Quebec is already here. They're part of Canada. But if we separate, we have a bigger, bigger chance of World War III. And that's why we need to stay together. And you need to take a look at the president-elect, what he is doing, and who he's talking to. And I'm going to give you some clues, additional information in this broadcast, so that you will see there's a pattern, and you can go, oh my God, Brian said that would happen, that would happen, that would happen. Okay, so you have to really, really, your mindset has to, when you listen to this broadcast, don't look at this broadcast at face value. You have to say, okay, he just made this statement, but what really is he saying that he doesn't really want to say? I need you to really pay attention, interpret what I'm saying. So, U.S. owes Canada, owes a lot. And so let me also address this. There is, okay, how do I say this without offending anybody? I don't want to offend anyone. That's not my intent. And I was corrected. I was corrected by the Father. And when I said genius, when I was Einstein, I would tell people I was a genius. I would say, okay, I'm a genius. But I only said I was a genius because that was the easiest way for people to accept me with my gift. I had a special gift to discern. I had a very special gift, and I have a similar gift. It's in me, and this gift is called the Christ. And I have a very, very profound gift to know everybody on this planet without even meeting them in the first place. They could be in Japan and you give me the person's name. I can just pull their file. I don't need to meet with them. I know them. With the pen, verify, is that statement true? Of course, it's true. So there's a difference between a person who's gifted, that has, I have an entity, it's Christ in me, that gives me the gift. And there's other entities that's there of the light that helps me, particularly in the field of science and other issues. And then there's someone who is a genius. And the difference between someone who is gifted and someone who's a genius, in every case, and people with the pen will verify this, in every case, someone who is a genius, there's not one person who's a true genius that has common sense. Confirm that with the pendulum. It's true. There's not one person. They don't have it. If they say they're a genius, a political genius, okay. But take a look at the picks you've got going into office on January 6th. It's not common sense. All these picks that he's chosen for the U.S. to head up the future. This is the most powerful country in the world. And his common sense is he's not picking out the right people. Because he's a genius, he thinks he knows what he's doing, but no common sense. But if he was gifted, I can tell you right now, if he was truly gifted, he would not appoint one of these people into office. Not one. And people with the pen verify, is that true? Yeah. So you can't blame him because he's an actor, he's reading his lines, just like all of us, we're all reading our lines. So it's not his fault. It's been written for him to have that human experience for whatever reason. I'm not judging him. I don't want to criticize him. We just need to know the truth, really what's going on. So when you're thinking of a genius, okay, like Hans Zimmerman, he's not a genius, he's gifted. And I had to... Hans Zimmer, I think, is, I always like to say men, but Hans Zimmer, he's gifted, okay? And he's not a genius, so there's a difference. And so he's got a walk in his body, something very special of the light that allows him to do what he's doing. It's really, really, really beautiful. And so we need people that are gifted to take charge of important political assignments worldwide. We don't want a genius because it's going to really, really mess things up. Now, I'm going to go to break in a minute, but here, this is what I'm going to say. If I was not doing the work I've been doing, and those with the panel, you can verify this, if I was not doing, particularly in the last 3 years, I've been doing making a lot of changes in the matrix to even help Justin Trudeau just very recently. Made some major changes for him to help him. But if I wasn't doing it, if I wasn't watching the bouncing ball, the world economy would be worse. The political situation is bad, but it would be worse. Unemployment in Canada would be worse. Okay, it would be terrible. More people would go bankrupt. And we're, you know, not just Canada, United States, worldwide. And we would already be, with the pen verify this, we would already be at World War III. That is the truth. All members of Parliament Canada, I need you to swallow this truth. We would already be at World War III. So I need you, all members of Parliament, including our Premier, Doug Ford, Ontario, I don't need to tell him anything. He's brave. This man is brave. He made a statement about 1812 to U.S. Government. He's brave. You know, he's not a hero. Remember, a hero is someone who dies for people who don't give a damn. But when you're brave, you're doing something for many others, maybe one person who does give a damn. And that's Doug Ford. Doug Ford, keep it up. You know, just keep it up. You've got a beautiful acting role that God's given you. You're being guided. And just stay strong and stay focused. I just love the statements, and you're among the very few that really got it right. You got it right. If you listen to the rest of my broadcast, you're going to see, my God, I got it right. And you did get it right. Okay, so we're going to break, and we are going to think of myself as a spaceman, just coming from outer space. I don't know. You know, sometimes I feel like this way. I tell many people I came from another planet, and in real life, you know, outside this song, and I came here to help mankind, and this is true. So I'm back again, and going in and out. I just want to also explain to everyone, the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, that's it. That is the only, now with the pendulum, take your pendulum, I'm getting excited, that is the only pathway to heaven on this planet. So verify, is that true? This is the only path, the Northern Lights, Aurora Borealis. These Northern Lights, or these lights around the world, you know, they're in Finland, they're all over the place. This is the passage to heaven. This is the only passage. Okay, so verify, pendulum, is that true? Hang on for 1 second. Let me just see. Oh, he says it could be northern and or southern. Okay, there it is. Okay, that's what the holdup was. Let me verify that again. That's it. So verify that with the pendulum. So is it the northern, southern, or Borealis worldwide is the pathway to heaven? Is that true? Yes. Okay. Now it's spinning correctly. Okay. So see, this is live. This is, I've got to do this. I just can't make something up and it's not true. It has to be true. So we're going to break, and I just want to know that you're with me. That you listen to me and you have a soul. I just need to know that you have a soul, because if you have a soul, then you're more likely to know that what I'm saying is truth. So we're taking a break now. Thank you.
Spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his crew, and it hung in the sky like a star. Just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. Bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." And suddenly the sweetest music filled the air, and it went ah, 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 goodwill to all. This lovely music went trembling through the ground, and many were awakened on hearing that sound. And travelers on the road, a village they found by the light of that ship in the sky, which shone all around. And just before the dawn, at the paling of the sky, the stranger returned and said, "Now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry." Once again.